I declare the meeting open at 3:06. Item 1, acknowledgement of country, declaration of opening, announcement of visitors. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the First Nation people on the land in which we meet today. I'd also like to pay my respect to elders past, present and emerging. Item 2, attendance, apologies, leaves, absence previously granted. Obviously note we do have one seat vacant due to the resignation of Councillor Shandon effective on the 21st of July 2022. Item 3, public question time. Item 4, announcement from the presiding member. Item 5, notice of matters for which meeting may be closed. And item 6, reports of officers. 6.1, elected member superannuation. May I have a mover and seconder for that one? Councillor Donlan will move that one. Councillor Code will second that item. Councillor Donlan, you move that.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, I think. It won't affect me, but it's obviously the way of the future, so I think we've got to bow to the inevitable.
Thank you for that. Councillor Code?
No comment, thank you.
Is anyone against that item? Councillor Sewell? Did you want to speak on that, Councillor Sewell?
I just thought it was probably we're crossing a line that I wasn't really happy to cross. Although it says we aren't, it feels like we've become employees, and I just thought that was past where I wanted to be, so what have I know.
Councillor Donlan, did you have any reply to that?
No, I appreciate what Matt's saying, and my personal sentiments are pretty similar, but I think it is inevitable, and it's going to be across the board, across local governments in short order, I think, so that's how it will be.
So could we have a vote on that one, please, for that item 6.1? Go the hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 1. Thank you, and that's carried. 6.2, weight waivers. Year ended the 30th of June, 2026. A mover for that item, please. Councillor Donlan. And a seconder for that. Councillor Sasevich. As in the recommendations, they are listed there. Councillor Donlan, do you have comments?
Yes, I'd like to know that we have seen the finances for particularly the two, the last two, Canyonia and the community store, that the rate dismissal is justified financially in their...
Okay, Councillor Sasevich.
Through the chair, yeah, I'll respond to that one. We did have this discussion, I guess, at the forum just gone recently, and it was supported in principle, I guess, that all of those reviews would be undertaken in this current financial year, so 25-26, to be implemented for the 26-27 rate waiver item. So we haven't specifically received the financials from those entities that you have referred to for this rate waiver, because that was not, I guess, what was supported for 25-26 budget.
Okay, so we do expect to receive their financials. Yeah, I'll remind everyone that this started as a offset, you know, it was quid pro quo. They paid their rates and then the council made a donation equivalent to it. And the fine line was that it was under the control of council to withdraw that privilege at any time and without an expectation that they would be exempt from rates. It's a fair amount of money. What is it, 20-some-odd thousand dollars that we're sacrificing? 22 in round figures. So I'd like to know that those semi... that they're both organisations that have paid staff. So that's the criteria for me. That's a business. Okay, it may be a particular type of business, but we still should, you know, I think you could stretch that to say, well, what about some other business in town? Shouldn't they be justified as well? So I'd like the lines to be pretty firmly drawn around it.
So as of obviously informal, we did discuss that, which we would take that and highlight that more deeply and look into that for the 2026 and 2027 with that budget being so close this year. So that is on record there, Councillor Donnellan, to obviously look into those two, which was A801 and A616, which is those two that you looked at. So if we're happy to look into that for the 2026-2027 and investigate that further.
Thank you.
If I could, President, just if we could also note the Scout Association for A409, that was also discussed at the formal. There's no Scout Association, but we were left with the impression that you were going to work out what was going on with the Scout Association and whether it is rateable property, and if it is, who's paying the rates, because it should be rateable. So, but that's in that review you're doing, isn't it?
Yes, through the chair, that's correct. That picks up the Scouts Association land as well. Yep.
So we have highlighted that with the A409 Scout Association as well. So we'll carry those forward to that discussion for the 2026-2027. So with that, as the Office of Recommendation that sits at the moment, is that Council resolved to confirm the following rate waivers will apply for the financial year ended 30th of June 2026 and to be included into the 2025-2026 budget. So with the mover of Councillor Donnellan and seconder Councillor Stastovic, is there anyone against that item, please? New as is. Thank you, and that's carried. The big one, 6.3, adoption of the 2025-2026 annual budget. I will move that one. And could I have a seconder for that one, please? Councillor Code. As a recommendation is sitting at the moment, obviously as an en bloc, we will go through that part for part. And each part, we will need a mover and seconder on those. So if we could have that going through, we'll go through each of those individually. That's okay. So with that mover and seconder, can I please look at part one, the Muni Fund Annual Budget for 2025-2026. Could I please have a mover and seconder for that part? Councillor Code. Councillor Sewell, with the recommendation given there, is there anybody against that part A? New, and that's carried. Part B, general and minimum rates, instalment payment arrangements and concessions. A mover and seconder for that part. Councillor Boatman. Councillor Code, with that recommendation of part B, is there anyone against that part? Nil against. Part C, emergency services levy. A mover and seconder for that. Councillor Donnellan. And seconded to that part C. Councillor Sewell, with the recommendation given, is there anyone against that part C? New. And that's also carried. Part D, reserve funds. Mover and seconder for that one. Councillor Code. And a seconder for Councillor Sewell? Was that a scratch? It is, yes.
Yes.
Councillor
Yeah, no,
Code.
All good.
Is anybody against the Part D reserve funds? You? Thank you for that. Part E, general fees and charges for 2025-2026. Mover for that one, please. Councillor Bateman. And seconder for that one, Councillor Donlan. Councillor Bateman, anything on that one? Councillor Donlan, anyone against that Part E? No. Carried, thank you. Part F, other statutory fees and charges for 2025-2026. Mover and seconder for that one. Councillor Sewell and Councillor Code. Councillor Sewell, anything on that one? Councillor Code. Anyone against that Part F? Neil. Thank you for that. Part G, material variance reporting for 2025-2026. Mover for that one. Councillor Code, a seconder. Councillor Sewell, thank you. Councillor Code.
Yeah, no, all good, thanks.
Councillor Sewell. Is anyone against that Part G? Neil, thank you. Part H, elected members' fees and allowances. Mover and seconder for that one, please. Councillor Code and Councillor Donlan. Councillor Code, move that one.
No, all good, thanks.
Councillor Donlan.
No, I'm fine with it, thank you.
Is anyone against that Part H? No? Neil? And that is carried as well. So thank you for that. That is all with the first, obviously, movers of that, Councillor Code and Councillor Sewell. That is all passed through, not in blocks. So thank you for that time to obviously go through that. Can I thank, firstly, the staff and Sam for putting that through, and Mel and all the execs to get that together. That was obviously a lot of work to get through, Sam, and it's a long time and to get all that budgeting through. So thank you very much. Obviously, we have brought that budget to a special meeting, and obviously things have got ticked off and done. So thank you, Mel, and thank you, Sam, for that. And there's a lot of work gone into that. And can you pass that on to staff as well? Thank you for that. Item 7, new business of an urchin nater introduced by the decision of the meeting. New. And item 8, matters for which the meeting may be closed. And that's new as well. And item 9 is closure, and that is 3:19. Thank you very much.